out. Eddie Robinson joins me now. What do you think of that story, Eddie?
Glenn, I retweeted that video today. I wish I could have retweeted it 100 times. I absolutely loved it. That drone shouldn't have been that close to the field. It shouldn't have been hanging down, and I'm glad the players did what they did. That was awesome.
Drones are creepy. You know, I've been on my – I have a roof, you know, top area and a hang up out up there. It's like a little – it's different when you get a little bit higher up, obviously. And, you know, I looked up one day, and there's a freaking drone over me, and it's like 20 feet over me, and I'm like, that is really weird. And, I wish I could have knocked the thing out of the sky. It's just intrusive. It's strange. And I don't know sometimes the people flying these things are a bit strange. I don't know.
Just go to your local sports store, get a pellet rifle, and take it out. No problem.
Well, this guy Pablo Perez, he did a great job because he just put the boot through it, and it was pretty funny. All right, let's talk about a couple of things today. I know you and I both watched the Manchester City PSG game. Manchester City looks extremely sharp.
Oh, I mean, my goodness. And then when you look at, you know, Sergio Aguero isn't starting, Raheem Sterling isn't starting, and they're still just really making a mockery of PSG. It's absolutely incredible. They're going to win the Premier League. They are. I'd be shocked if they don't win the Champions League. I mean, we'll find out who they're going to play tomorrow. Real Madrid and Chelsea. It's going to be a tight game, but just the way that Pep Guardiola goes about inspiring his team, and even though players aren't playing, when they do get the opportunity, the desire and the attitude is absolutely incredible. I mean, everyone says he's the best manager in the world. He's the best that's ever been, and given what he's done and what he's doing, it's hard to argue that.
Yeah, and you know what really jumped out to me? First of all, they did contain Neymar, and they did contain Mbappe. Mbappe didn't play today, and listen, maybe that calf injury was bothering him in the first game. Mbappe did not have one shot on goal in the first game, which leads me to believe that the injury was there. That said, they defended him well. They played this game today until Aguero came on without a center forward, essentially, which is becoming a thing. They got two goals from Mahrez in the 11th and 63rd. Two very unique goals, Eddie. One from the long ball off of Ederson. The goalkeeper initiates the attack. Mahrez stuffs it in. And then in the 63rd, just had a remarkable counterattack, which, again, Mahrez was on the end of.
Well, I mean, we're seeing the evolution of the goalkeeper, where it used to just be, you know, 20 years ago, you got to be the best at stopping shots. Now you've got not only to be good at stopping shots, but you got to be good at your feet. You've got to make the right decision when you're making the pass when the ball is at your feet. And that's what that's what he does. I mean, it's pretty crazy how comfortable he is on the ball. And, you know, and you can go and you look at Manuel Neuer, you look at Alisson, you look at, you know, the best goalkeepers in the world, that how comfortable they are with just the ball at their feet. They're not just shot stoppers anymore. It's quite amazing. And then, again, when you look at Manchester City, it almost doesn't matter who's in that front six. They all understand their responsibilities and the combination play and the counterattacks that lead to the chances. And then how ruthless Manchester City is. When you give Riyad Mahrez that kind of chance, Kevin De Bruyne that kind of chance, and again, we talk about Gabriel Jesus, we talk about Raheem Sterling, all of these players, you put them in front of a goal, they don't miss.
No question about it. By the way, they beat Barcelona and Bayern Munich to get here, okay? I mean, that's what PSG did. So they just knocked PSG off 4-1 on aggregate. PSG eliminated Barcelona and Bayern Munich. My man of the match was a center back for Manchester City, believe it or not, Ruben Diaz. Outstanding. Guy looked like a leader, organizing things. Alongside John Stones, remember, there was some real question about them defensively and in the center back position in prior seasons. What a signing this kid has turned out to be, Ruben Diaz. He was exceptional. Blocks, clearances, and only 23, you know. And I think of myself at 23, and I'm going, look at the leadership this kid is providing.
Oh, it's incredible. And I think that if you go back and you look at the last, you know, 8 months, the growth in him has been tremendous. But you also have to think about the way that Pep Guardiola has encouraged John Stones. I mean, he was struggling. He was having a hard time. And now he's considered one of the top three or four center backs in the Premier League. And I think that credit really goes to Pep Guardiola about how he stuck with John Stones, how he's given him the confidence that he needs. And then, you know, Ruben Diaz, my goodness, just how far he's come, especially in a leadership role. I think a lot of credit has to go to Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, we're talking about Manchester City and defending. And, of course, when you have the ball, that's the best form of defense. But in transition, they've defended better. They dealt with Neymar. They got numbers around him. It was exceptional. I thought I read somewhere today it's the first European final in 51 years for Manchester City. So that's exciting. So we know where we're going to be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're going to be watching Chelsea and Real Madrid. Eddie Robinson joining me. We'll have the call of Dynamo FC Dallas this weekend. So let's talk a little bit about the LAFC game. A couple of things that jumped out in this. After the LAFC goal, which Tab Ramos thought was offside, quick response in 2 minutes. They get a ball from Pico to Pasher. Pasher gets his goal. He's been an upstart in the first three games. I don't think he had the best first 45. The purpose of play seems to be crystallizing slowly for Tab Ramos. And I think we're realizing that the 60-minute player now is a part of the game of soccer now. I think your back four generally stays intact. Your goalkeeper does. You're holding midfielder. But with five substitutes now and three chances to make them, Eddie, it's the front runners that are getting switched out who are doing a lot of the running.
Well, and again, and I'll say what I said on Saturday. I think Tyler Pasher needs to be more consistent over 90 minutes. He has his moments. That he is extremely bright, extremely promising, gives, you know, Houston Dynamo fans everything they want to have as far as promise and looking forward to him being a great attacking player. But he's got to be more consistent. And then when you look at, you know, Maxi Urruti and Mimbo Rodriguez and that combination and how it's developing. Hopefully it can go a little bit faster and go a little bit better. But it's funny because if you look at, you know, how the Dynamo completely dominated the San Jose Earthquakes, the next week, San Jose Earthquakes dominated FC Dallas. The Dynamo got dominated by Portland in the second half. FC Dallas comes back and dominates Portland. It just kind of goes to show you what MLS is at the beginning of the season and how I think mental toughness is just going to come into it. And I think Tab Ramos is really going to put some pressure, at least internally, on his attacking players and tell them that they've got to be better, they've got to create more chances, and they've got to be better finishing the chances that they do create. Because the Dynamo could have won that game against LAFC, whether, you know, absolutely. You and I had a conversation today about whether it was offside or not. I thought it was. You don't want to, you know, you think it, you know, takes too long, this and that and the other, whatever. But the Dynamo had chances. They could have won that game. So,
you know what, Eddie? Ramos, that was a winnable game. Tab Ramos has made that very, very clear. Yeah. And he is pushing people. So this is what we love. Right, you could come into this situation, set the bar low, and then overachieve. Right, if you cross that threshold, he's setting the bar higher. There is no doubt that he's pushing people to be better. I don't think it was a great game for Maxi Urruti. I don't think it was a great game for Memo Rodriguez. Right. I don't think the bench did enough in this game for the Houston Dynamo, quite frankly. But I love the fact that Tab Ramos is raising the bar here, and this bar has not been raised in a long time in Houston. He's doing it, and he is the biggest asset right now.
His reaction, Glenn, right? Don't forget his reaction. As the whistle blew, the ball he picked it up, and he slammed it on the ground. He was angry.
Yeah, I remember you said that to me. Right when the game ended, you say, man, did you see Tab Ramos? Yeah, 100%. And that was good observation, good eyes from you. I love this because I think there's a dose of this that's needed here. And that kind of leadership, well, I'm really looking forward to seeing where it takes this group of players and what happens in the transfer window in the summer. Is there really change in the air here? I don't think there's any question. It's coming from the coach, his staff, and there's a buy-in right now from the players. FC Dallas this weekend, they made a boatload of changes. We didn't really get to talk too much about that, but we'll put some keys out during the week, and I look forward to calling that game with you, Eddie.
I am excited, Glenn. I can't wait to see you. You're so beautiful.
All right. That'll do it. Eddie Robinson, thank you, sir. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, brother.
We have a great time calling the games. We're passionate about it, and, we will never lose that. I know that. So look forward to this weekend as we continue to prep for the Dynamo FC Dallas right here on ESPN 97.5. Eddie will be on the call of that. Eddie, thanks so much for coming on tonight.
Thanks, Ben.
All right.